When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The following is a production of Dirty Mo Media.
I have been looking all over the place, and I can't find pens for left-handed people. Like, left-handed pens.
That's not funny.
Do you know where to buy them?
I'm left-handed, and it's a struggle.
It's probably next to your milk.
I do leave my milk out.
Have you ever tried to left-handed people with a notebook? That is a legitimate issue.
Or whiteboards.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, like, left-handed pens.
Yeah. It's a struggle.
I'm gonna move. I'm not that short.
Hold
on. So the context of that is this never made air on DBC, but I made a joke. It was when we were asking Matt Weaver, like, do you leave your ketchup out after you open it? Like, he doesn't put it back in the refrigerator. So then I made the joke and I said, oh, I do the same thing with milk. And no one understood it. It just, like, fell completely flat. So I'm like, All right, we're going to cut this out of the show. It's just too awkward.
Oh, the chat's working. What's up, 00?
Hey!
Yes,
there he is.
00 is here.
And we've got the chat up on the screen here. So we used to, like, look at our phones.
Yeah, it looks like I'm just watching TV.
Yeah, that's right. Andrew Curlin here, Dalton Greco, Travis Rockhold. Welcome to Dirty Mo Live on this beautiful Wednesday.
Beautiful.
Beautiful Wednesday.
It's beautiful Wednesday.
Great Wednesday afternoon today.
Sure is.
We had a great Wednesday. It's a phenomenal day here at Junior Motorsports.
Phenomenal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Phenomenal.
Marvelous day. Marvelous day.
Spectacular.
Spectacular. Splendid. Splendiferous?
I'm fairly certain that's a word.
The hell is that?
I'm fairly certain it's a word. It's
Dalton, would you rather be a race car driver without an arm or a leg? we were having this debate earlier.
I would probably rather not.
I think the answer is
my leg.
Obvious. What?
All gas all the time, baby. Ain't no reason to brake.
Yeah. Ah, oh, that's stupid. Travis, what do you think? I think the answer is obviously arm.
What's
it's
up, James?
It's obviously arm.
Lord help us.
Why is it obviously arm?
Holly says, hey, guys, I hardly make it to the live part. Shout out.
Well,
shout out, please.
We should shout her out.
I think we should shout Holly out.
All right.
I think I would much rather be a race car driver without an arm, because you need to, like, feather the throttle. There's more precision.
You can still do that.
There's
with
more
your
precision
leg.
In your foot. Yeah, but
no. So we did a little research.
I drive with
and
one.
The prosthetics for the hands.
Hand prosthetic technology is way ahead of the foot.
I understand. I'm just saying, you know. All gas all the time.
All gas, no brake.
All right, Dalton, you're going to be a pretty bad race car driver.
Are we going to act this out? Or am I going to give up one of my arms or legs or whatever?
I think so. I think we need to.
What about shifting? No, it's sequential. You can do it with one arm.
But again, like shifting,
actually,
you've
that's
got
a good point.
It still, I think A, you could. Oh well, you can't paddle shift.
You can't.
Well,
the
with the prosthetics
saw. Yeah, they touch the
nerves. It connects with
the
nerves.
I guess you could just, like, with a nub.
But I'm telling you, they could.
Or is it at the shoulder?
Can we go to a new topic?
I don't know.
To talk about NASCAR.
I'm sorry. This is a topic we had in the office. I feel like we got to start bringing
fired.
Up. We got to start bringing up these office debates.
Yeah, but you need to vet which ones you're gonna bring up.
No, I'm just gonna throw them at you, just like Dale yesterday. Dale had probably the busiest Tuesday he's had, at least in a long time.
He was like a flash.
He stopped by our office, Travis and I's office. He's like, hey, have you seen Mike and Tiff? Like, I'm looking for them. I know they need me to go finish recording the show. And I'm like, no, I haven't seen them. And he's got to go. But we're having this office debate. So I'm like, I got to bring him in on this. And I'm like, no pressure if you don't have time. But what's the most embarrassing song on your phone? And then
he gave us an answer.
I can't remember
what his answer was. Yeah.
But and then he's like, hold on, let me check my phone. I'm like, he definitely has more important things
he's
got
to
be doing
Gaga,
right now.
Because he was like, his girl's
really?
Like listening.
Oh,
to it.
Yeah, because he said, yeah. Like, he's got songs
for the girls.
For the girls, yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, you asked that at Bristol.
I did.
Man.
Man on the street.
We got some great answers. And we're just about done editing that video, and we're going to post it soon today.
Soon.
Man on the Street Bristol.
Man on the Street Bristol.
And we asked race fans, and the preface of it was, like, Bristol has walkout songs, right, yep, that each driver gets to pick. What's the most embarrassing song on your phone that you would have to walk out to?
First of all, you got to stop asking on your phone. People, they don't have songs on their phones. They go to the apps.
All right. Well, like,
it's the same.
You're confusing the same thing, though.
You're confusing people.
I'm an Apple Music user, and I don't technically, I stream all the songs, exactly, but it's on my phone.
I'm not going to be the guy who's like, well, it's not on my phone.
But he had
but
people confused.
On my, like, that's not. That
keep
doesn't.
Going.
It wasn't confusing. There's one person who's confused.
One person
Alan
didn't
Cavana.
Know what a, well, yeah, but there was one person who didn't even know what a playlist was.
Yeah, yeah,
what's
yeah
up, Melina?
Yeah.
How's it going? Welcome to the chat.
Man. The answer is leg. Oh, that's wrong. I'm sorry. Flacco? Yeah, no. The answer's arm. It's got to be arm.
So Joe what was Flacco? Your... Yeah, yeah, he watches all of our stuff. What would your embarrassing song be?
So my embarrassing... Dale actually said, not embarrassing. I said Kim Carnes' Betty Davis Eyes.
Micah,
who's our
North Carolina, he said, for a $1 donation to this chat, I will go down to the... Is he donating a dollar?
No. He's saying if someone donates a dollar, he will go down to
and
the studio throw and
throw stuff
paper
at
balls
us
at anyone you think has a terrible take.
All
today.
Right, start it with Dalton and his leg take.
That's not a bad take. I think I would rather lose one of my legs.
Oh,
or no,
man.
I said... I don't know. What I don't remember what I said. It doesn't matter. Cindric had I'm a Goofy Goober.
That's a good song.
It's very Cindric.
Yeah, it's very Cindric.
How about
song.
Denny's intro?
What was it?
I don't remember what his song was, but he just came
well,
in
so
and said...
Well, so he came out with Alan Parsons Project, which is what the
oh,
Chicago
yeah, yeah,
Bulls
yeah
used to walk okay out.
Oh, that's a cool... That's a good
and
one.
And he yeah just was like,
you know,
and walked off.
Man, Denny is
that's
walking,
sick.
He's walking like he's 10
cut
feet tall
he's
these
cutting
days
promos like man. Vince McMahon just hired him.
Yeah. It's, gosh. Yeah, but Bristol was cool.
Bristol was... Among and we
let's
were
just,
only there Saturday.
Let's just recap our day
yeah
real quick. Let's just go through the schedule.
It was among the most fun days I've had at the track.
We go.
So we get there around what? Noon?
About.
Ooh.
Our first thing is go inside
and
on the track.
Dalton and I have
never been
to Bristol.
So
either
we show up, we park, we go through the tunnel, we get on the track, or we get in the infield.
And the first thing we do is a pace car ride with Eric Jones around the top of the racetrack.
I didn't realize that you guys were going to get to go in with him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was dope.
Also,
it was unbelievable.
I'm sitting here thinking we're going to do pace lap speed. So when you told me that we're going to go in the pace
car. Oh, you're like, oh, like a little tour at like 50
Eric's
miles an hour.
Eric's
going to
drive us around and be like, yeah, this is turn one and blah, blah, blah. And then I see him take off in the Chevrolet Camaro that he's driving. And holy crap. Was I like,
awesome.
I have to get in that? And I knew I had to be in the back because I was videoing. And I'm like, I'm 6 foot tall. it's not going to be a good time. And but boy, was it. It was so much fun. Absolutely terrifying. I was white as a ghost and dizzy getting out. But the craziest thing about him was driving that damn car. And we're asking him questions. And
he's answering
I'm
like
trying
it's
to
a
not
Sunday
throw
drive
up. And yeah, and he's just like, yeah, I don't know. Maybe I might get dinner tonight.
Yeah.
And, like 2 inches from the wall at Bristol. Crazy. It was unbelievable.
And
00 says, I actually drive with my feet out the window.
Oh, man. Oh, we lost Nick. Who are these guys? I'm out. See ya.
Bye,
shoot.
Nick. We'll see you next time.
Man, he should have donated. He should have donated a dollar to Micah.
Before you leave.
He could have thrown some paper balls.
Andrew, Travis.
Yeah.
We are the host of Dirty My Life.
What was I going to say? Yeah. So we only took like what? 4 laps around the track, maybe with Eric
Which
Jones.
Which was more than he was doing for everyone else.
Yes, and we get out of the car, and I swear to you, for the next 30 minutes, I'm like, I feel the effects of riding mm-hmm around with the G-forces at Bristol. How did they do that for 500 laps at a higher speed with other cars around them in race condition? It's those are the humbling moments where you truly remember
yes
how talented these race car drivers are.
Everybody always thinks, I could get in a car. I could drive. I could go around Bristol. No shot could I drive a race car around Bristol. I could, but not just off the street.
I think
there's no way.
That's the thing you mentioned is I think a lot of people forget
yep
how taxing it is to be a driver at
yeah
any level, really.
I have a whole new respect for Coca-Cola 600. Like
the endurance.
Long.
I get tired just sitting on the couch.
Yeah.
Yeah, where am I supposed to put my beer in the car?
It's unbelievable. You know? It is. So then Dalton and I, we spent the rest of the day running around talking to race fans, both out in the Midway. We went to the Tweet Up and got to meet some really cool race fans there.
The GOAT.
Hold on. And we talked all of a sudden.
Hold on. This is the leading up to it.
All of a sudden, we're walking through the parking lot or the campground, whatever the hell you call it out
yeah.
there.
Yeah. It was like the flea market.
Something. And Andrew and I at the same time spot this guy holding this WWE style belt that's bright yellow.
And Dalton and I will kind of look for people that we think are going to be good interviews.
Yep.
You know, there's certain people who are like, all right, these guys look fun.
Yep.
And we see this guy, he's carrying this WWE belt. I'm like, all right, this fan probably has a great story.
Yep.
And as we get closer, both of us at the same time go, holy shit,
that's Joey Chestnut.
The GOAT!
The freaking GOAT.
What was he eating?
No, he wasn't eating anything. I did ask him what his favorite foods were. He said hot dogs. He says he likes sushi a lot, steak, burgers. Yep. So
how many peanut butter crackers do you think he could eat?
Oh, man. He could demolish it in 2 minutes, I'll tell you that.
He would definitely eat it faster
He would get that done. He would probably get 2 packs done in 2 minutes.
Yeah. But that was awesome. We interviewed a lot of really cool people.
And the ultimate experience was so much fun,
too. They had a setup there like, that's the way I would want to do it.
Yeah.
I mean, it was cool to be out in the grandstands. We went and did that, listened to the sound of the cars going around. But, man, if you want the true blue best experience for how to go to a NASCAR race, do the Dirty Mo Media Ultimate Experience.
Did you really get drug off the bar?
I almost did.
Excuse me?
I got it.
What did you just say?
Yeah. This sounds like a story that Freddie would have. Just funnily enough, I get drug off the bar.
Oh.
Do you think I said drunk?
What league is the wrestler? He wasn't a wrestler, Molina. He was Joey Chestnut. He's a competitive eater. He does the 4th of July hot dog. Yeah. He has all the records. He's won like 16 years in a row or something
He took down Kobayashi.
Yeah.
Back in the day.
The hot dog guy. Yeah,
hey, Jeff Coffey. Jeff. Nice meeting both of you guys in the suite. We were just getting to that.
Big shout out to Jeff.
So
4 out of 5 times he's been to the Dirty Media Ultimate Experience.
Yes, and we presented them with some special watches for being such loyal visitors of the Dirty Mo suite. It was awesome to see them.
So we were in the suite, and they go, let's get a group picture. Meanwhile, we got to remember, the camera's running on fumes.
I had less than
1% at one point. And so they're like, let's get a group picture. And there wasn't a lot of room in the suite, so they all crowd in this corner, and I don't have enough room to take it. So I stand up on the bar. And so I'm taking pictures, and they're all just standing there like, say cheese or whatever.
Well, yeah, what did you ask them to say?
So they were like, give us something funny to say. And I panicked.
He didn't know what to say.
I had no idea what to say. And I go, everyone say F Denny Hamlin. And I got about 70% cheers, 30% laughs, and about 1%. What the hell?
And that 1% was probably from Freddie saying, what the hell?
Yeah, and so afterwards, Freddie grabs me by my vest that I had to wear and starts shaking me and trying to get me off the
like,
bar.
Almost like ragdolling you on the top of the bar. I'm like, he's going to rip Dalton off of the bar.
And but message out there to Freddie. He went on to win the race, so I'm going to have to do that every time. So I'm going to have to find just a group of strangers and be like, everybody say, F Denny Hamlin.
Yeah, Dalton, you should have just brought extra batteries, according to Double O Music.
The problem is they were buried in the infield 3 levels down, and we were all the way at the top of the speedway in Bristol. But, so we went down and got more batteries afterwards and then barely used them. So
I didn't go, but my highlight, you just said it, Denny Hamlin winning.
Man, and I tell you what. Watching him, first of all, like lead was really cool. Being inside the track was really cool. Standing at the bottom of turns one and two and looking up at race cars above your head, staying on the track somehow. It looks like they should just fly right off and fall down. So we went to Victory Lane after he won, after his famous front stretch interview.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, that just goes down all time. And Dale said it this week, and I'm glad he did. This sport needs Denny Hamlin.
Yeah.
It needs, and I know he's under the Dirty Mo umbrella, but we need personalities like that. I love the villain arc that he's taking. And
he's like the true villain right now in the Cup Series.
And I love it. I'm all for it. I want him to win so that I can see some personality out of someone.
You know what's lost in his comments was Marty Snyder bringing that up to him about the fans, setting him up for that. Mm-hmm. Great job by Marty to do that. And then he cut a great promo. And then the follow-up at the end, when he said your favorite driver, he said which one, and then to say all of them, to think that fast.
I want to see like a TikTok edit of like the like loud music that comes in. And he's like, all of them. And then it's like a highlight reel of Denny's wins and stuff. I think that would be awesome. I know Jared cut that one video, and it was really, really, really good. Jared does a great job with Denny's stuff.
Tell Denny to send me some footage.
Oh, we'll do it. I love it. Man, but yeah, it was really cool going to Victory Lane. Denny was in a great mood.
Yeah.
Cut a video for us right there in Victory Lane.
Yeah. Plugging like other Dirty Mo Media shows. He's like, hey, go buy tickets to Westgate.
Yeah.
We're like, dude, you just won the race. Like, how are you thinking to market Westgate? But he found a way to slip it in. It was awesome.
It was awesome. Bristol was everything I dreamed of and more. The coolest thing is I made it on NASCAR Chasm's Twitter. The top of my head from about here up, me and Michael Jordan are in the same picture. So
it's pretty awesome.
It was pretty awesome.
Well, we have four eliminated.
Four eliminated.
We have an elimination race under our belts.
I think
in
only
the books.
Only one we're surprised by, right?
So, well, I don't know. Ricky Stenhouse, Michael McDowell, I saw coming.
Not shocked by.
Logano Harvick.
That Logano is the one that I'm shocked by.
The Logano one is definitely shocking. Harvick, I feel like you could have gone hit or miss in terms of he could make it to the next round, maybe get out of the round of 16, but then kind of fade out in the round of 12. But, the Joey Logano, I mean, Dalton and I we had front row seats for Logano getting out of the car. I mean, you could see how dejected he was getting out of the car, and especially, like, you kind of forget, like, there are a lot of eyes on you in that situation. I mean, the Netflix crew was there filming Logano get out of the car. There's TV was right in his face. There's fans all around him, crew members. So, like, that has to be a hard moment to know that your championship, especially, like, defending championship hopes are out the window. And you got to go kind of face everyone right at this really low moment in terms of your season.
Right.
That was definitely the biggest shocking moment, Logano getting out.
It stinks for him, but I think in a way the fact that he had to go to the infield care center kind of helped him a little bit to, like, delay the media break. But I think also the fact that he is the defending champion now, while it sucks because you're a competitor, at least he's coming off of that. And it's like to repeat's hard, and the season's been kind of bad, so at least, like, you know, I don't think he's completely shocked the way that it happened, maybe, but I think he probably knew that his car just hasn't been there this year.
Yeah. Yeah. So we have those four out. Like, I think we covered, Logano was probably the biggest shocker, but those who made it in, especially, and again, I'm going to give myself one idiot on this show for the dumbest call I could have made, as I eliminated Tyler Reddick in my first round, and he won a race.
Yeah.
And honestly,
you picked that race though.
Huh?
You picked that race though.
I did pick. I went against my pick. I don't know why I bet against Tyler Reddick at Kansas.
It's hedging your bets.
But yeah, I was hedging my bets. I did pick Reddick as the winner, but he advanced. Ross Chastain, Brad Keselowski, Ryan Blaney, Bubba Wallace are right now the first four out going into Texas. Early thoughts as we look at this round of 12, who do we think succeeds? Who do we think struggles and gets eliminated?
Well, I'll say for the bottom four, there's one driver that should be in the bottom four, but the rules are stupid. That's Martin Truex Jr.
Mm-hmm.
They shouldn't reset. He shouldn't go back to the top.
I go back and forth on this all the time.
I'm okay with the first three rounds. He got a benefit because of how he raced in the regular season. That's great. That's why I think the regular season has a ton of importance, and for some reason we don't showcase that.
So
he should not be.
Here's what I always said about how the playoffs should be run, and maybe the argument, I want to know what you guys think on YouTube about this as well, but the argument I think should be made is you're only as good as your last round. So the first round, you get all the buffers and all the playoff points you collect over the season. But going into the round of 12, Tyler Reddick, he won a race. He starts with 5 points, and that's it. And Kyle Larson, maybe, I don't know if he won a stage or not, won a race in a stage. He goes in with 6 points, and then everything else is even.
Yep.
I like that a lot. But I know the competitors and say, if you want to make the whole season count for something, it's got to carry over a little bit more than just the first round.
I mean, it literally saved Truex.
It did save Truex, and that's a great argument. I like my format a lot, but I know there's going to be people out there saying that it's just not enough for how hard you work the entire season to only have it pay off for the first three races. But again, like you said, it paid off for Truex. It's almost like you get one get-out-of-jail-free card in the playoffs, not three.
Right.
Dalton, before you go, chat, let us know what you think on how it is with Truex.
But then again, at the same time, Byron and Truex right now at the top of the standings, that's plus 25. That's no guarantee, but it's definitely a nice, safe buffer to start
it's
out
no
with.
No guarantee because you have Talladega and the Roval.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. I mean, even Texas can be a little bit of a wild card.
So I think, am I making my pick for Texas or am I picking who's out?
Let's pick out first.
Okay. My outs are going to be...
We're going to Texas, Talladega, and the Roval. So a lot of wild card events.
Man, I tell you what. The guy in 12th has...
Bubba.
Has just... Every time I've been like, he's not going to do it. He's not going to go. He's not going to make it into the playoffs. He's not going to make it into the next round. He's done it.
He just keeps...
He just keeps finding a way.
Double O thinks it's Blaney, Bell, Bubba, and Bush. All the bees.
I like how Bubba is just kind of... He's starting to embrace that, like, you know what? I don't care what you think. I'm going to go out there and do my thing, and he's been doing it. And I don't think anybody, like, I think he had a lot of doubts that he'd make it into the playoffs, and look at him now.
I know. I think...
Mitchell? I think it's Mitchell. My eyes are failing me. They actually bring up a good rebuttal here, and wasn't our conversation a month ago about how the regular season championship wasn't worth enough?
That's why I don't agree with you. I think that Truex should... damn near get a bye.
He did.
First round. Well, then he should.
But the bye shouldn't go back.
So
he's not going to get a
Travis,
bye again.
I was completely on your opinion the last couple of years. But now I've sort of started to understand why we do carry over the points. And I know it's going to sound like I'm flip-flopping here. But it's almost like the best way for me to equip – like compare it to is like this is home field advantage
exactly.
For as long as you're still in the playoffs
exactly.
Type of deal.
Yeah.
So I mean I don't know.
The regular season matters that much.
Now the one thing I do like about it is 25 is the highest buffer right now. Going into the round of 8, it's going to be even lower because the field's going to be that much closer together.
25 is not
the only
that
thing
much.
That I just I don't know. I feel weird about is like. I don't like when people start just really deep in the hole to begin each round.
Right.
Like, McDowell's not a perfect example, but going into the round of 16, he's already got kind of backs against
right.
the wall situation just based on the raw point situation. Now, again, you could blame, well, he just could have done better during the regular season.
Yeah,
and that's
Bubba,
why.
If Bubba would have won a couple stages, he'd like, that's on
right.
them. But, Curlin, I need you to answer. Are
take
you okay
aside.
With. The playoff format or not? Because you've
right now, I know I've gone back and forth.
Snip, snip, snip.
I'm trying because I've been on both sides of this opinion, and I because I used to believe what you did, but now I'm honestly okay with how the points are formatted right now.
I'm not.
That's where I would officially stand.
Just keep
I wasn't always, and it even took some warming up this year, and I see where you're coming from, but I don't know. Now, especially after seeing Truex barely make it out, because to me, the biggest problem I had with it was it kind of takes away the excitement. It's a little bit more predictable knowing who's in and who's out, but Bristol was very exciting, and we were talking about the regular season champion almost being eliminated. So if that's the case, anything can happen in these playoffs.
Yep.
And that's all I really care for. That's all I really care about from a fan's perspective and entertainment perspective.
Well, to get back to my picks, I have a tough time betting against Bubba just because he's proved me wrong every time I've turned around, honestly. I think the drivers that are out are going to be Christopher Bell.
I agree with that one.
I think it will be Ross Chastain. I think it will be Ryan Blaney.
I agree with that one.
And
you don't want to say.
Are you advancing, Bubba?
You're thinking Brad, aren't you? You're thinking Brad.
I was thinking Brad, and I think I'm going to stick with that.
Stick with what?
I think I'm going to go Bell, Chastain, Brad, Blaney.
Interesting. I'm going to eliminate Chastain, Blaney, Bubba, and Kyle Busch.
I think Kyle's got something in the tank.
He better, because he's just kind of been...
He better, otherwise the car's not going to go on
I think
track.
Bubba, and here's why I would argue Keselowski is... he has exceeded expectations for me as of late, and we're going to Talladega where RFK is damn near unbeatable.
Yeah.
You know, they are the team to beat fair. At a super speedway style track.
I forgot Talladega was in this.
Yeah. So that's going to be me.
Bell, Blaney, Keselowski, Bubba.
Okay. Interesting.
I didn't want to say Bubba.
We've all kind of got some different...
I think... So here's the thing with Ross. Denny brought this up. He's been racing differently and just knowing like where his car is at and going, I think he's going to manage and he's just going to find a way to have one good race and get him up there. And he's been avoiding that trouble. But I'm waiting if at some point in the playoffs... The old Ross comes back, and if it does, that could either catapult him to the front.
Does the old Ross come back?
Ooh, double O.
Do you think he comes back?
I hope. I want the old Ross. Like, we're talking about Denny being a heel. When Ross was Ross, it was great.
Brings up a good point.
What?
We're going to have a big hitter eliminated.
Like Larson or Truex.
Here's an interesting okay stat about Texas.
Of course you would. I wish everybody would get in a wreck that ain't named
Why do you think
Denny
I want
Hamlin.
Truex out of here?
Here's
if
an
his
interesting.
James Dennis Hamlin.
I think Truex has a better round than the first, but out of the Texas stats, Martin Truex Jr., 6 DNFs at Texas. That's the most out of the active playoff drivers that we have. I don't know. I always get... But then again, that's out of 33 races.
See, I'm starting to rethink my Brad pick.
I'll let you make a change.
All right. I'll make a change. I will take Bubba out instead of Brad.
Yeah, I mean, Bubba minus 14. Remember, he's going to a road course at the Roval.
Yeah,
it's not his strong suit.
So you're talking about Truex here. The last four races were 19th, 36th, 18th, 24th. But before that, 6th, 7th, 2nd, 7th, 3rd, 1st.
So that's like, why I think he has a better round than he
Someone in
he
the shop did. Has an Actions Detrimental t-shirt.
I like it.
Buy.
Yes, buy that Actions Detrimental t-shirt.
Yes. We've got the door open in the gift shop. I think we got to do this more often.
Maybe. It just would be a problem if we get a little bit too rowdy. We have to put the stanchions up.
No. We'll open the doors.
We'll put
open
the
windows.
Up so that, you know, we can
yeah.
kind of...
So we kind of have a live audience here. So, I mean, I don't know when we're going to do live next week. We'll probably try and announce it, but
just come by and buy some clothes.
If you're in the area, come to the Junior Motorsports gift shop. We'll open the doors. You
buy
can sit in on live.
Come hang out.
Go
buy a Dirty Mo Media shirt. Yeah? All right.
But who do you think wins Texas?
Who do I think wins Texas? Well, let's go to the stat board.
Are we going
to
do our
presented by
Andrew
Carlin.
Our picks? Is this our
official?
We're doing
picks.
Our picks here?
Right, sure. Official picks, yeah.
I can't pick Truex, right?
Nope, and I cannot pick
Truex,
Brad.
I forget who I picked
who
the previous week.
Pick?
When did we start this?
Going
remember. Into Kansas. We
Who'd
didn't do it for Darlington.
You picked... I picked Blaney.
I feel like I picked Larson, maybe. I don't know.
So I can't pick.
Reset?
I cannot.
Bubba
no.
I did pick Bubba.
We can't reset here.
We can't even remember who we picked.
I remember who I picked.
Write it
I picked,
down.
I picked
find
Reddick.
One of your left-handed pens and write it down.
Yeah. I picked. That's going to be hard to find, a left-handed pen. I picked Reddick and Keselowski. And by the way, I won with both.
Wait,
so
we only
picked
two of the races?
Yeah,
not
only
three?
Two.
You didn't pick Keselowski.
Yeah.
I picked Keselowski. Picked Brad.
Sorry, I picked Buescher.
Yeah.
And I did even better with Chris Buescher. All
right, so I can't have Bubba and I can't have Truex.
So who goes first? You, right? Because you finished the worst.
Yeah. Give me where is he at? Give me a Willie B.
William Byron for Travis.
That's a good pick.
I don't know who I like.
He's been kind of quiet, just kind of going about his business. And that's kind of when he's
What are the rest of the races? Hold on. I got to look this up and do some research.
What do you
here.
Mean the rest of the races?
The tracks.
Texas, Talladega, Roval.
And then?
Well, then we have Homestead, Vegas, Martinsville, Phoenix.
I'm saving Phoenix for James Dennis Hamlin.
I want to pick a driver, but I want to save him for one of those races.
That's exactly what I was thinking.
Who are you thinking?
So
name the driver who you're going to save.
Kyle Larson.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. I was going to save Tyler Reddick.
What is this, collusion?
I'm just curious if we were thinking the same driver in the same track. Are you thinking Homestead?
No.
Oh, forget it.
I don't like this collusion.
I'm thinking Kyle Larson for Homestead.
Pick a driver.
Okay. Yeah.
But we'll see. I just said he was going to get eliminated, so I can't.
Yeah, you can't pick
one
of those.
Pick one of those guys.
No, you can go back. You can go back on yourself.
So Jim is saying Ross is winning Texas.
Ross is winning Texas. So who won Vegas this year? Was it Logano? Or was it Larson?
It might have been Larson.
I feel like it was Larson.
God, and you picked Byron?
I really want to pick one of those Hendrick guys, but I'm not gonna. I'm gonna go with.
I'll give you Byron if you buy me lunch tomorrow.
No, I'm good. I'm gonna go with. I've already picked Brad. God, stupid. Kyle Busch.
That's a good pick.
Oh, wait, you have Busch being eliminated, right?
Yeah, but again, if there's one track where I think he can he can prove me wrong, it's Texas. Kyle Busch has 4 wins, average finish of 11.7 at Texas. So, I mean, 14 top fives, 18 top tens, only 1 DNF in his 32 starts there. So, that's a good pick for there. Shoot, man.
You going last has been kind of hurting you these past couple weeks.
Yeah, you got to stop winning.
Yeah.
It's all right. I'll take it. I really want to pick Larson.
Do it. You won't.
Pick him.
You won't.
Well.
Do it. Scared.
Where are we going? Where are we going the rest of the year? I know you just said that.
We just.
Are you? Hey, welcome to Dirty Mo Live, Andrew. I'm Dalton. This is Travis.
I'm going Larson for Texas. Give me Kyle Larson.
Ooh, Holly Larson, Texas.
Larson,
too.
Texas. Yeah, but see, if I pick him, Holly, then I don't have him.
For Homestead?
Yeah.
It's okay. I've got another driver for Homestead.
I know. Who is it?
Not telling you.
But here's going to be the problem is
you can,
like.
You can guess. I bet the chat can guess who my Homestead driver is going to be. I shouldn't have even put that out there.
Why? What's it matter?
Because I really want this guy for Homestead.
There's
it's
a
like
chance
a clear that, pick.
There's
two,
a good Tyler Reddick already.
There's two. There's oh, crap. I can't pick Tyler Reddick.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot. I'm dumb. It was going to be Tyler Reddick.
You can pick Tyler Reddick.
No.
Oh, man. Oh, this.
That's
is,
if he makes it there.
This show's gone off the damn rails.
Who's it was never on the rails.
I don't know. I'm going to pick Justin Allgaier again. He's going to win Texas. 2 in a row.
All right.
Speaking of Allgaier, man, how about that race on Friday night?
It's pretty crazy.
I was at a baseball game in the stands watching it happen and with my girlfriend and my girlfriend's parents, and I love them to death, and they love me, which is...
Do they love you?
Yes, because they let me watch the race on my leg on my phone while the baseball game was going on.
Dang.
And I was like, listen, I wouldn't normally do this, but my boss is in the race, and he's leading laps, so I got to pay attention here.
So that was the thing. I don't know if I told to one of you or both, but I didn't grow up watching racing. I obviously knew about Dale and everything, but I didn't grow up with it.
This is how I remember my guy right here. Not all beaten up and with fenders missing, but.
But so, like,
eight.
For me, it was so cool to see him out there racing.
Yeah.
And to see him leading and the crowd. And, like, I just thought it was so cool to see him out there. And, man, I wish he just would have been able to finish.
That was one of the biggest things I noticed people were excited about in the suite. I mean, every person I talked to, there were a few people that were like, last night was a dream.
Yep.
To
it
see Dale
like
back that was, people were euphoric about Dale's return, regardless of the finish. I mean, it would have been awesome if he was able to finish, especially to see where he would have shaken up. But just to see that 88, Dale Jr. back out there leading laps at an iconic place like Bristol, I mean, that was, people were over the moon about that.
I saw people who I didn't know followed racing or don't follow racing on Twitter tweeting about Dale leading a race at Bristol. It was really, really cool.
Yeah.
Man. Yeah, I loved every minute of that. I wish that his car did not catch on fire so bad. I wanted to see him at least run in the top 5. But man, he was just gapping people for a little while.
Yeah.
Old school, putting, like, I mean, just flying. It was awesome.
I don't know if he would have won only because he wasn't going to race aggressive around playoff drivers.
He had now, a if car he ha- to
If
win.
He had that lead, if there wasn't like a caution, he kept the lead, maybe he's able to stay out.
He was definitely afraid to ruin someone else's
He wasn't
going to.
I don't think that Dale holds up if it's a long run. I think if even if Justin Allgaier is in front of him, I think if he if he's got a long run car and he can pass anyone that's in front of him for the win. No, I'm not saying green white checkered. He's going to go in bumping and banging. That I agree with you with. But I think if it's they got a 50 lap run coming and there's a restart and he's in fourth, he had the long run car. It was gonna
I'm just saying that if it's if he's trying to if he was trying to pass Justin for the lead, he wasn't going to.
I don't know, man. I think the racer in him would.
Yeah. If you're that close to the lead,
I don't
especially
think
racing
up.
Against Justin.
I don't.
Both of those guys Justin are going to race each other clean.
He's already, you know, he's. I don't know. Yeah. I don't know if he was locked. Yeah. In
what do you mean he has already had a win?
Well, no, he won at Bristol.
Yeah, Bristol.
That was his
in.
Win.
No, I mean, like already this year.
Oh yeah, yeah.
No, but this was the start of the play.
Like for playoffs, I don't know. We'll have to ask him.
He said that he wasn't going to race like going into it. Now, granted, it could have changed when it in the moment, but. Listen, he owns a car now. It's locked into the playoffs.
Yeah, I don't know.
People are asking who's going to the 8 Xfinity car.
We don't know.
I don't think it's going to be Mark Martin.
It's not going to be Mark Martin. It would be
yes,
cool though.
Breaking
now,
news: they're letting us announce it.
Yeah.
It's going to be. Please.
Yeah. I do want to know what driver, like let's say JRM were to just put out the 88 car for a few more races. What driver would they want to see run laps at a certain racetrack? So, like, Dale put out the tweet of Jeff Burton. Like, would he run the 88 somewhere? Or would Jeff Gordon run the... Like, personally, I would love to see Jeff Gordon get back in the car.
I want to see Jimmy Johnson in an Xfinity car.
Yes. I'd
That's
love to
what
see
I would want to see.
Bobby Labonte, Tony Stewart come back and do that stuff. I think that would be cool.
Dale said I would love if some of these legends that are retired would just do some one-offs.
Go to... Yeah, anywhere.
And spread it out. Like, I don't want them all in one.
No.
I want it
I'm
spread out
like,
to give each race a little
extra like,
flair.
Almost like one marquee driver in each. So like a Jeff Gordon, a Bobby Labonte, you know, something like that. Gosh, that would be so cool.
And Dale's got one more, right?
Yes, he's going to be racing at Homestead.
Man, that's going to be awesome. Because now, like he talked about being nervous, and he's probably still going to be nervous. But at least now he knows that like... what that car feels like. He said that they're going to use the same car. Like,
and he was talking about that on the download yesterday, about explaining why he was nervous. And I could completely understand his point.
Oh, my gosh. I would be so nervous.
Is the standpoint of the pressure you feel like that's on yourself, that you put on yourself to go out there and live up to, like, the name that you were famous for your entire career and the competitive side of you your entire career.
Right.
And it's nerve-wracking when he hasn't been at Bristol in 6-7 years.
Right.
You know? I could totally... And that was a cool... That was cool to see Dale's thought process behind the curtain.
Yes.
I mean, like, he is as human as it gets when it comes to approaching a NASCAR race.
Yeah.
You think these guys are superheroes, but... I mean, and they are, but there is a very real human mental side and approach to every one of these races that I think is interesting.
And to see him with his girls before the race,
yeah,
too,
it was cool.
Super cool.
Yeah, it was just an all-around cool night. So
I saw 00 asked earlier in the chat, do we get to go ring the bell for Justin Allgaier's win? And we're actually just about to go and do that.
Yeah, that's why we're
it's coming up.
We got
right after this. We got the beer toast. Beer and toast,
it's
my two favorite things.
Beer toast is hands down my favorite part of the victory. After
BYOB, bring your own bread.
Whenever they win, I always post like
Dustin
winner,
didn't like that one.
Beer toast dinner.
He liked it.
No, I'm doing one. I'm doing thumbs down.
Anyways,
what else we got?
We got Westgate.
We got Westgate coming up.
Westgate is coming up.
It is coming up around the
and
corner.
This, if you aren't going to go, then you ain't going to see it.
Yep. Yeah, I saw someone on Twitter asking, like, if there's a link that they can watch it via stream.
Nope.
No.
It just doesn't work like
this
that.
We're not going to be recording,
unfortunately.
Filtered.
And, I mean, I was talking to Freddie, and TJ was even teasing it on the DBC this week. He has ammunition against Dale. Like, untold stories.
I want this TJ from Majors, Dale. TJ going and I mean, silent on Dale's story.
Yeah, yeah. He, I think he said he was like so mad
he's gonna tell
at
it.
Dale. He was talking, but he wasn't pushing the button. But, like, I want to know what played it. I mean, even Mike has told some hilarious Dale Jr. stories mm-hmm. in a few staff meetings about Westgate. I can't wait for him to tell that in front of a lot of audience yep. because, and to see Dale's reaction, hear Dale's side of the story too. Holy cow.
DirtyMoMedia.com/live for tickets.
Yeah. Yep.
Definitely go. It's going to be a fun event. Like nothing we've ever done before. So absolutely go check that out.
I think I sold two more tickets yesterday.
You did a good job with that.
Did you sell two today?
I'm selling two right now. At least two right now.
Yeah.
Probably. Let's see. I don't think you can do it.
Yeah, you don't think?
I don't think the fans will buy it, too.
All right, well, we're not going to log off until we see two Ticketmaster links.
The hell we are. I got a beer to go drink.
No. Wait, didn't you already have one?
This is the pre.
The pre-beer.
It's the pre-game beer.
Pre-beer. Nothing like a pre-beer.
This is for Denny's victory.
Also, yeah. Shout out to Martha. Martha's in our chats.
Oh, Martha from Miami?
Martha from Miami. Oh, she's let's been go. Saying great stuff. Yeah, always fun to have her in the chat. The last thing, I think, big news about Zane going to Trackhouse. The deal with Trackhouse running for Spire, that whole thing kind of working out. Where there's a couple open seats left, and I know that Colby has a whole like detectives board of where
this girl. I think the biggest thing, the biggest question mark, I have that's still unanswered is the 10 car.
Yeah, I guess I don't know. As somebody in a Ford, now that Zane Smith isn't, I don't know.
Silly season is upon us.
Who's in the 31?
Well, Hemric.
Daniel Hemric. Okay, so then.
But then the 16 is open, and we don't know who that could be.
Yeah. And then there's the 10.
And the 10. Yeah, so there's going to be a few seats that'll be interesting to follow.
Yeah, we'll see.
By the way, I think we just got the call. Go to the setup plate.
So
let's go.
For the beer toast. Go. So thank y'all for tuning in. Oh, thanks, Martha. Good to see you. Good to see you, Double O Music.
Double O.
And a handful of you
keep
all.
Doing what you're doing.
The coffees.
The coffees.
In the chat.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
This is awesome.
This is great.
Peace.
All right. See y'all later.
Cold beer, call my name.
That's right.
Check out Dirty Mo Media on Twitter, Facebook, TikTok, and Instagram.